This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon and welcome. We'll begin this afternoon with a prayer by our chaplain of the day, Reverend Wes LaBrae, who is with the Community Baptist Church of Union Center. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Michael Macklin of Plankington. Please rise.
It's an honor and a privilege to be with you today, and it's humbling to my heart to be able to pray and ask God for guidance and wisdom. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your love and mercy. We pray for your wisdom on the decisions that are before us. I just thank you for your promises to us that you will guide us and lead us if we turn to you. And that's what we're doing now. We're just asking you to be a part of our decision making, and we're grateful to you. Father, we do pray for our troops. We pray for our president and the cabinet members of our great country. We just trust you to guide and lead them too as they make powerful decisions. Give them wisdom as you will us today. And we're just thankful to you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Arnold, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heiderprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstedt, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek, Barry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 10th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Do we have our computer back?
Yes, we do.
Members of the Senate, the computer has been down, but it is back, and we're hoping it stays with us. If it doesn't, I'll let you know. Members of the Senate, Senators Klocek and Hunhoff asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the Scotland Highlander sophomore and senior government class. Their instructor is Gary Pepper. Their drivers are Leroy Bender and Paul Wingbach. Would you all please stand from Scotland and be recognized? Welcome. We also have a special guest with us, and that is Eugene Weidenbach. He's a World War II veteran of the Normandy invasion and the Battle of the Bulge. And he's right up here. We're glad to have you, sir. Senator Abdallah.
Personal privilege?
Yes, sir, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce three of my constituents from the District 10 in Sioux Falls. Just by looking at them, you can tell they're smart people. Warren Anderson, Rich Rosty, and Jack Lovett up in the galley, all from District 10. Stand up.
Welcome. Members of the Senate, Senators Valley and Klocek also asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the Stickney Mount Vernon Raiders senior government class, their instructor Dennis Schrank, and their driver Harlan Titsy. Would you please stand and be welcome? There they are back there. Welcome. We'll move to consideration of consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Kelly Duncan of Union County, Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education.
Remarks on the appointment of Kelly Duncan, reappointment.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
I would like to the body to consider and reappoint Kelly Duncan to the Board of Education. I've known Kelly all my life. She's a native of Tyndall, South Dakota, has been very proactive as a person in education. Currently, she serves as the counselor in the University of South Dakota. She is also chairperson of the Board of Education. And as I said, she's a very enthusiastic individual, and she takes pride in the work she does and certainly is an advocate for education in South Dakota. I ask your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the reappointment of Kelly Duncan? Seeing none, the question is, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Kelly Duncan pursuant to the message that's found on page 136 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Darnos,
Gillespie,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Tolchek, Knudsen,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff, Northrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley, Senator Tom Hansen, Senator Hunstead, Senator Hunstead. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
So the question, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, the President declares the appointment is confirmed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive appointment of Melanie J. Satchel of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents.
Remarks on the appointment of Melanie Satchel. Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. In Education Committee, we actually met Melanie Satchel yesterday. She's a student at the South Dakota Mines School of Mines and Technology, former student body president out there, a native of Nebraska. She's a very confident, poised, articulate young lady. We're going to be fortunate to have her. I think she is going to be a strong voice for the students as the student regent on the Board of Regents. And with that, I would urge you in joining me in confirming her appointment to the Board of Regents. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question being, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Melanie Satchel pursuant to the message as found on page 48 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Senator Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Polchek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, 1 excused.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, and the President declares the appointment is confirmed. Members of the Senate, Senator Larry Roden asked the Senate welcome to the gallery, the South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership Group. They are a group of nonprofit ag-focused leadership development folks. 31 class members of class number 5 are in the Capitol today, while they spend 3 days in peer studying governmental process. Please welcome them. The alumni include Representative Tom Bruner, Representative Kim Veneman, and freshman legislator Representative Susan Wismer. Would those from Ag and Rural Leadership please stand and be recognized? There in the rear. Welcome. Also, Senator Turbeck Berry asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery Dean and Artie Gackstetter and Bob and Dorothy Nichols from Watertown. You may recognize them. They visit us every year. Welcome. We'll move now to item five, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 57 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 82 and recommends said bill do not pass, and the nomination of Timothy A. Reich and recommends confirmation of said appointment, Thomas A. Dempster, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 9 and recommends said bill do pass, and the nominations of Dennis Yaton and Jerry Prostrallo and recommends confirmation of said appointments, Michael Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 76 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 72 and recommends said bill be referred to the Committee on Appropriations, Stanford Adelstein, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 14 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, Tom Hansen, Chair.
We'll move now to item of business seven, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bill 1018, 1043, 1055, 1057, 1069, 1081, and 1097, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1003, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1003, a concurrent resolution expressing solidarity with Israel in its defense against terrorism in the Gaza Strip.
House Concurrent Resolution 1003, committee referral is waived, and it will be placed on the calendar for Thursday, January 29th, tomorrow, the 12th legislative day. Any further motions or resolutions? Seeing none, we'll move to consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Agriculture and Natural Resources on Senate Bill 2 is found on page 189 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on Senate Bill 29 is found on page 185 of the Senate Journal. Also, Education on Senate Bill 38 is found on page 183 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, Senator Maher will soon be introducing a Senate commemoration, which will appear on one of your future calendars. But the subject of that commemoration is Mr. Greg Smink, who's in the gallery. He's an outstanding realtor from the Northern Black Hills and being recognized in that way. Mr. Smink, would you stand and be recognized? Mr. Smink also had the unfortunate occasion of attending college with me. We'll move now to first reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 100, an act to revise the method of taxation of certain tobacco products. Senate Bill 101, an act to clarify the school residence of a child assigned to an approved out-of-district special education residential or tuition day program when the residence of the child's parent or guardian changes. Senate Bill 102, an act to provide for the issuance of limited use stickers for historical vehicle license plates. Senate Bill 103, an act to provide for the primary enforcement of the seat belt law. Senate Bill 104, an act to increase state matching funds for animal damage control. Senate Bill 105, an act to require the state brand board to provide certain reports and information. Senate Bill 106, an act to revise the index factor in the state aid to general education formula to set a maximum per student allocation for school districts with an excess general fund balance, and to require the legislature to estimate general fund revenues for the current fiscal year and the next fiscal year. Senate Bill 107, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the posting of the penalty for the illegal use of a designated parking space for a person with a physical disability.
Some of you in the gallery may have noticed that there were several people reading bills simultaneously. The South Dakota Constitution requires that every bill, when it's first introduced, is publicly read, and that constitutional provision predates the age of the computer, where now that's no longer necessary, but the Constitution has not been changed, so we are following it. For efficiency of time, we all read them simultaneously to get the job done quickly. Those bills now have been introduced and will be assigned to a Senate committee, and that committee will then report back to the full body their recommendations. Those bills just read are referred to the following committees: Senate Bill 116 to Taxation, Senate Bill 111 to Commerce, to the Committee on Education, Senate Bills 101, 106, 112, 117, and 118. To the Committee on Transportation is referred Senate Bills 102, 103, and 119. To Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, Senate Bills 104, 105, and 114. To the Judiciary Committee, Senate Bills 107 and 108. To Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 109. To State Affairs, Senate Bill 100. And to the Senate Committee on Local Government, Senate Bills 110, 113, and 115. We'll now move to first reading of House bills.
House Bill 1018, an act to require a portion of the annual report filing fee paid by certain entities to be deposited in the financing statement and annual report filing fee fund. House Bill 1043, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain family physicians and dentists who have complied with the requirements of the Physician Tuition Reimbursement Program or the Dental Tuition Reimbursement Program. 1055, an act to authorize the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to sell certain real property located at the Cleghorn Fish Hatchery to the City of Rapid City. 1057, an act to revise the maximum reimbursement for workers' compensation burial expenses. House Bill 1069, an act to increase certain fees charged by the Office of the Secretary of State. 1081, an act to make an appropriation to defray operation costs of the 24/7 sobriety program. 1097, an act to provide for certain filing fees and surcharges in certain civil cases and to provide exemptions in certain cases.
Again, for the benefit of those of you in the gallery, those bills whose titles were first just read now by the Secretary of the Senate have passed the House of Representatives, and so that now they've come over and they must also pass the Senate. Once again, they will be referred to committee, and the committees will make a recommendation to the full Senate. Those bills, which we just now read, are referred to the following committees for their recommendation: to Commerce, House Bills 1018 and 1057, to the Committee on Appropriations, House Bills 1043, 1069, and 1081, to the Committee on State Affairs, House Bill 1055, and to Judiciary, House Bill 1097. We'll now move to second reading of consent calendar items.
Senator Bradford requested that House Bill 1017 be removed from the consent calendar.
House Bill 1017 will be removed from the consent calendar and be placed on tomorrow's debate calendar.
Senate Bill 31, an act to revise certain labeling requirements for gasoline or gasoline blends. Senate Bill 51, an act to provide for a drug screening program for certain applicants and employees of the Wildlife Fire Suppression Division. House Bill 1017, an act to revise certain provisions regarding inmate appeal of prison disciplinary actions. House Bill 1016, an act to revise the applicability of the rules of evidence to proceedings before the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
Again, for the benefit of those of you in the gallery, these four bills have been now returned back to the Senate from Senate committees. Each of the four was recommended for passage unanimously. There was no dissension. And so as a consequence, we're going to vote on all four at once, and we're not going to allow any debate. Only questions for clarification are permitted. Is there any question on any of the four bills? Seeing not, the question before the Senate is the passage of the four bills on the consent calendar. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Adelstein? Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos. Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson-Tom.
Aye.
Hanson-Gary.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jerstead. Pocheck.
Aye.
Knutson.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebek-Berry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Senator Adelstein.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the consent calendar items, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, are declared passed. Any questions on any of the titles? Seeing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills and joint resolution. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, at this time I would move we defer action on Senate bills 3 and 4 until tomorrow, the 12th legislative day.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded by Senator Knutson to defer action on Senate bills 3 and 4 until tomorrow, the 12th legislative day. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Senate Bill 73, an act to permit persons 16 years of age to donate blood under certain circumstances.
Senate Bill 73 has had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Senate Bill 73 is a very simple bill. It was on consent calendar from yesterday. There were some questions that arose, and it was consequently pulled off of consent. I will say this, the language is somewhat confusing, and by way of explanation, current law allows 17-year-olds to donate blood without parental consent. But it also states that if the parent is expressly prohibited, contacted the blood service place and expressly prohibited their child from donating blood, their 17-year-old, then no person can take blood. That's current law. United Blood Service approached me. They wanted to clarify in law to allow 16-year-olds to donate blood, but they wanted a different standard for 16-year-olds. So the law, as you read it, allows 16-year-olds to donate blood only with parental consent. 17-year-olds can donate blood without consent unless the parent has expressly prohibited it. So that's why it's somewhat confusing. It has a different standard, one standard for 16-year-olds, a different standard for 17-year-olds. But I think even though the language might be a little hard to understand, it's clear in its intent, and it's clear in what it does once you sort through the confusion. I urge your support, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being final consideration of Senate Bill 73. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson-Tom, Hanson-Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstead, Pocheck, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Trebek-Berry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, 34 ayes, one excused.
Senate Bill 73 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Title is accepted.
Senate Bill 1, an act to clarify, repeal, update, and make form and style revisions to certain statutes related to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks.
Senate Bill 1 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a very simple bill, even though it's 39 pages long or something like that. But this is strictly style and form, coming out of the summer study agency review of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And there are no substantive changes in the bill. And I would imagine that after having reviewed the bill, why you would all agree with that. It does nothing more than just modernize the language, take out five-word phrases where three words will do. And I think that you probably have had this explanation in many other instances, because every time there's an agency review in the summertime, that's the one opportunity for all of the statutes in that segment of the law to be reviewed. Otherwise, the only time those statutes get looked at is when someone of us proposes a piece of legislation so that the wording gets a look at. But this is the one time that that can happen, because LRC doesn't have the authority to just go through and make changes in bills without make changes in laws without being authorized by us, the legislature. So with that having been said, I would ask for a yes vote on Senate Bill 1.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 1. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Bray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary,
Haverly,
Heideprim, Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff, Jurstead, Tolchek, Knudsen, Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson, Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley, Senator Peterson. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
Senate Bill 1 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Members of the Senate, Senator Nesselhoff asks the Senate welcome and recognize the students from the Physician Assistant Program at the University of South Dakota, and I think they just slipped out. Or is that you over here? Welcome. Please stand. Senator Roden.
Mr. President, personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you. Members of the Senate, I would ask you to help me welcome my wife who came to visit me at the Capitol today. Welcome. Sandy.
We'll continue now with second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 37, an act to establish certain immunity for volunteers of the statewide emergency registry of volunteers for South Dakota program.
Senate Bill 37 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. Senate Bill 37 is an act to establish immunity for SERV South Dakota volunteers. SERV stands for Statewide Emergency Registry of Volunteers. This is a Department of Health program to recruit volunteers for large-scale public health emergencies. Many healthcare workers obviously will be necessary for a variety of emergencies that might involve the health department. Some of those volunteers and healthcare professionals have been reluctant to volunteer due to liability concerns. And Senate Bill 37 provides immunity from liability when those volunteers are responding to a public health emergency. During our committee hearing, there were questions about exactly when this immunity would apply. To address that, I offer an amendment.
Senator Teason moves that Senate Bill 37 be amended as follows. You want me to read it?
Senator, has the amendment been distributed?
Yes, sir.
All right. Does any member not have a copy of the amendment? Reading is... Yeah. Do you not have a copy,
I
sir?
I do not have a copy.
Without objection, the reading of the amendment is waived. Any objection? Is there a second? Remarks on the motion? Senator Teason, you have the floor on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. The amendment clarifies that this immunity applies only during an emergency that's been declared by the Secretary of Health and at no other time.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the amendment? Question then is the amendment. Those in favor of the amendment say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Further remarks on the bill as amended? Anything further?
Mr. President.
Senator Teason, does any member wish to speak before Senator Teason speaks further? Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to conclude, these health care workers, not all the health care workers are going to have malpractice and insurance. Again, we need these volunteers. They're going to be important if we have an emergency of this magnitude, and ensuring immunity for these volunteers is the right thing to do, and I'd urge your support for Senate Bill 37. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 37 as amended? Anything further? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 37 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein? Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Bray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley, Senator Adelstein. Adelstein. Senator Adelstein. Mr. President, there are 29 ayes, 5 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 37, as amended, has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. I think the title is still all right.
Senate Bill 69. An act to revise the requirement for a fire equipment shop.
Senate Bill 69 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 69 was brought to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee at the request of the Department of Agriculture. What this bill does, it allows the Department of Agriculture the flexibility of closing the fire equipment shop in Springfield. This option would free up some general fund monies. Now, what this does, it simply removes the mandate to operate the fire equipment shop, so that if at some point it's determined that this is needed, the department could still go back and open up that shop. Currently, how this works is the fire department shops acquire this excess equipment primarily through the Federal Excess Property Program, which is administered by the USDA's Forest Service. And that is for the purpose of renovating certain fire department trucks. What will happen now is, and what currently happens, is the counties must buy all the parts, buy the trucks, they must buy everything. They are simply being worked on at the Springfield shop. The counties will still have to buy this equipment, and there will be someone that will be in charge of helping them find this equipment, but it will be done at the local shops or by the fire departments themselves. The Department of Corrections was consulted on this. They liked it because it gave them better use of their facilities. There was no opposition to this bill. It was also supported by the Joint Fire Council. It passed the committee 8-0, and I would urge your support. Or 8-1, excuse me. And I would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 69? Senator Klocek?
Mr. President, I would ask the body to vote any way they please on this issue. I did vote no. It is jobs in our area, in our district. However, I have assurances that the program will continue in other areas. There will be other things that happen that will make this live on. We love to keep jobs in our area. This is a program that was started by a former governor in our state, and I just want this body at this point, at this time in history, to reflect that I did support a former governor's program and strongly support it, and that's why I'm voting no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 69. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford? Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Darnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim? Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, one nay, one excused.
Senate Bill 69 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. And the title is deemed correct. Members of the Senate, when I introduced Greg Smink a minute ago, I neglected to mention that his wife Sherry is with him, and they are the parents of our intern, Jenna Smink, who is right there with them. Please welcome them again. Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to introduce former Representative Roger Brooks from District 10. With
Roger,
us today.
Welcome. Excuse me, sir.
Senate Bill 70, an act to repeal the provision requiring a 48-hour waiting period to purchase a pistol.
Senate Bill 70 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I bring to you Senate Bill 70, which basically is, in one way, is cleanup. In another way, it removes a significant section of law that's been in place for a number of years. Let me explain to you what we're doing here. For years now, we've had on the books a law that required a waiting period of 48 hours after the purchase of a handgun if the purchaser did not have a concealed weapons permit. There was some confusion over the years. Some people thought that that was a cooling off period. It, in fact, was time to allow for a background check on the individual wishing to purchase the weapon. With the passage of the Brady Act, that allowed for instant background checks. So now when you purchase a handgun, that background check is available instantly or within a few minutes. So it basically rendered the 48-hour waiting period a moot point. All but 10 states in the nation have repealed that 48-hour waiting period. South Dakota is one that has not, and we're here today to correct that. I would urge your support of Senate Bill 70. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 70? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 70. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Idaprim? Howie? Unstead?
Aye.
Unhoff? Jerstead,
Bocek,
Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley. Mr. President, 34 ayes, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 70 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is thus accepted. Members of the Senate, Senator Abdullah asks the Senate please welcome representatives of the city of Brandon who are here as part of Brandon Day of the Legislature, and they were also the host of today's lunch from Tony's Catering. Please stand and be recognized from Brandon. Welcome. We'll continue now with the second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 78, an act to revise the mandatory requirement age of judges of the Supreme Court and Circuit Court.
Senate Bill 78 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 78 is a very simple little bill. It has almost unanimous support in the Senate. It's an act to revise mandatory retirement age of judges and Supreme Court judges and Circuit Court judges. Presently, the state law requires judges that reach age of 70 in the Supreme Court and the Circuit Court must retire. This bill just merely extends the age to 75, and by doing so, I think we'll be retaining a lot of talent and experience. As you know, we lost the Supreme Court judges. When Senator Dempster is finished, I'll continue.
Please give Senator Abdullah your attention.
What was this bill about? No. Presently, we just lost a Supreme Court justice from the mandatory age about a month ago. And as you know, the U.S. Supreme Court has no limitations. Presently, there's two or three judges on the U.S. Supreme Court that are in their 80s, and one of them is 90. Now, I'm not advocating going to 90, but with medicine the way it has been in the last few years, people are getting younger, and I'd like to reiterate that we're losing talent and experience, and I think most of you know that age shouldn't play a part in a judge's in a decision to retire judges. Most of them will retire at 70, even though if we do pass this law, because after that they'll practically be working for nothing. But we know judges over the years that shouldn't have been on the bench at 40 and 50, so age shouldn't have anything to do with it. And I urge you to support this bill and we'll retain our experience and talent of our judges.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Adelstein?
I'm going to vote for this bill, though I must tell you that 75 is a lot younger than anyone else in this body understands. But if you want to vote for someone that young to stay as a judge, it's a good idea. And I'm not going to add an amendment to bring it to 82, which is where it should really be, at least. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 78. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
No.
Unstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Thurstead? Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen? Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 3 nays, 1 excused.
Senate Bill 78 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1032, an act to revise the definition of an accredited prevention or treatment facility for the purposes of the prevention and treatment of alcohol and drug abuse.
House Bill 1032 has had its second reading. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Mr. President, I have an amendment at the desk.
Senator Hunhoff moves that House Bill 1032 be amended as follows.
Has the amendment been distributed, Senator?
Yes, it has.
Does any member not have a copy of the amendment? Reading is waived. Is there a second? Remarks on the amendment. Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I speak to both the bill and the amendment?
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you. This is just sort of a cleanup. In my other world outside of this body, I serve as a Joint Commission coordinator for my facility, and I just wanted to update, since we're making reference to accrediting bodies, over a year ago, Joint Commission changed their name, so I just want to be reflective of that, that it's just gone to Joint Commission. I'd ask your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any remarks on the amendment from anyone else? Question then is the amendment. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Further remarks on 1032 as amended? Hearing none, the question is final consideration of 1032 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ollers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Unstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Trebek-Berry?
Aye. Valley?
Aye.
Senator Adelstein? Or Senator Abdullah, excuse me. Abdullah? Senator Abdullah. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 1032, as amended, has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. And I believe the title is still good. Second reading of House Bills and Joint Resolutions.
House Bill 1083, an act to authorize the South Dakota Commission on Gaming to assess costs of certain special meetings.
House Bill 1083 was removed from yesterday's consent calendar. It's had a second reading now. It's up for final consideration. Remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. As many of the sponsors today have said, we've had several simple bills. This will be no exception. 1083 simply allows the South Dakota Commission on Gaming to charge back the cost of a special meeting to a group, individual, or business that requests a special meeting. The South Dakota Commission on Gaming meets quarterly, and very often there is business or licensing or purchase issues that occur in between those meetings, and people request those meetings. The cost of a simple conference call, considering the persons involved, the mail notices, the publication of meeting, can run as high as about $700. This bill then puts it up front for those requesting the special meeting that they will be charged the cost of the meeting or $1,000, whichever is less. Excuse me, whichever is greater. That's very important. Again, it saves the taxpayers of South Dakota a little bit of money, but it does save them the money and puts the burden on those requesting the meeting, and I urge your support on this bill.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being final consideration of House Bill 1083. Because the funds collected would go to a continuously appropriated fund, a two-thirds affirmative vote is required for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford? Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Darnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Unstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Durstead? Polchek, Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley,
aye.
Senator Abdullah, Senator Abdullah. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
House Bill 1083 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title is deemed correct. That concludes our business. Are there any announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Mr. President, I have two announcements. First of all, Joint Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll be reviewing Bureau of Finance and Management, Secretary of State, and Department of Public Safety. The other is that the legislative body is invited on February 4th after session in room 414, which would be 4 p.m., to hear Dr. Ralph Braun, who will be giving a presentation on perspective, the financial status of the state of South Dakota, and as far as the economy. This is open to all legislators. We encourage you to attend. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Ag Committee tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Room 412.
Senator Olson.
Senate Commerce, 10 o'clock, room 423.
Further announcements? Senator Knutson.
In the absence of Cooper Garnas, I'd remind members of the Senate Education Committee we meet at 7:45 tomorrow, and also would like to remind the Republican members that we're going to caucus right after session today.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements? Further announcements? Hearing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Tom Hanson moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.